To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes, we're going to talk Texans here in a second, but a little bit of breaking news in the world of sports. The Baltimore Orioles just got a big fish to land there in Baltimore. Pete Alonso, first baseman, just signed or agrees to a 5-year, $155 million deal.
That money going around, brother. It's going.
It sure is. And it's AL teams, if you notice, right? We talked about it. We look around the AL West. The Mariners clearly much better. The A's probably getting better.
Oh, they're going to be better.
I think so. Yeah. So you've got those teams there in your division. Mm-hmm. And then the Blue Jays are good, and they're trying to get better.
They've added.
The Yankees are good. You're talking about the Orioles right now adding in to what was a talented team, even if they weren't productive this past season. Like, this is it's looking like the Astros' path to postseason contention. Again, a tough one if you don't get the winner right.
Well, here. I don't think you're being honest if you don't think it's gotten tougher.
Yeah. And you just named the teams that was kind of making moves a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, you ain't named the Tigers.
Right. Yeah.
The Guardians that was in the playoffs, for what it's worth.
And aren't the Tigers probably still the leaders in the clubhouse to acquire the services of one Alex Bregman still?
And Red Sox. Imagine
probably
the
so,
well,
yeah.
We didn't talk about the Red Sox. Red Sox with potentially Isak Paredes.
Yeah, the Red Sox are gunning. I just talked about four big all-star names that they're actively courting.
And Bregman. You know, they're talking about bringing him back.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Getting a little, starting to shift in your seat a little bit here, you know?
And it kind of sucked, too, because it's like, Astros ain't, what are they doing right now to get better?
Yeah. They're trying to get pitchers with control.
They are, which again, feels
under control.
Which does feel like maybe more of a next season than a this season. Not that anybody's saying that, but like, if you wanted to go there, you could kind of go there.
Yeah.
Am I right to go here, John Lopez, dating back to the Kansas City game where, I don't know if you remember, the Texans beat the Kansas City Chiefs 20-10. I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, just in case you don't recall, the Texans beat the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium.
Mm.
Just want to make sure that
on
that,
Sunday night.
That we're, are we, Sunday night football.
No Letterman Jack.
Cold outside, kicking field goals.
Yeah.
There was a missed field goal,
mm-hmm.
and it was from the Kansas City Chiefs side. I just want to make sure that we're all the same. Mm. We're good? We all remember this, right?
Yes.
Within that game, though, did the O-line improvement that we've seen noticed from the Texans offensive line, where they've gotten the five that they needed together and the cohesion had been there, did they get exposed a little bit?
How so?
Well, I think that one of the things that I go to is, well, first and foremost, you just saw Chris Jones go crazy.
I feel like that's almost a one-off because he's that good.
Right. Yeah. That's one of those things where you go, he's that good.
That's like saying Myles Garrett went off.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Although you think about it and you go, hey, what happens in the playoffs if not we get rid of the bad teams and it's just good teams? And right now, looking at the AFC playoffs, and I have not done this ahead of time, so this is just stream of consciousness, right? The teams in the AFC playoffs, the Broncos, we've seen them, and they've got good pass rushers, maybe not individually good pass rushers, but they have good pass rushers. You've played them. The Patriots pass rushers, who am I thinking of there?
Just a good defense also, like kind of like the Broncos.
Yeah, it's a solid defense. Yeah. I'm not going to lie about that, but I'm trying to think individual pass rushers like Kalavon Chaisson, I guess. There aren't necessarily guys that I go, Harold Landry. Well, I probably need to give him his credit. The Jacksonville Jags, we know them. You know, they've got the Josh Hines Allen that, oddly enough, did not really impact the games that you played versus them. Who else do you have in that that is still vying. Yeah, like, I don't know necessarily that there's a lot of individuals that are of the same magnitude. Pittsburgh Steelers, TJ Watt, if they make it.
Yep.
The Ravens don't necessarily have. The Chargers are, it's Khalil Mack still doing that same thing to you. The Bills don't really have anybody, especially without Ed Oliver. Yeah,
when is he supposed to be back?
I do not recall. Yeah. Off the top of my head, I really can't tell you. But, okay, so maybe that's not it. One of the things is Steve Spagnuolo absolutely tore you up with you know, very unique and frequent blitzing. And that is something where I wonder, yes, Steve Spagnuolo is particular in his desire to blitz a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Is that some level of blueprint or book out on this offensive line that teams that are coming, especially as the Texans become more of a team that people go, all right, we need to make sure we beat them,
yeah,
that they will take heed of and maybe heat you up in that way.
So you're talking about blitzing teams.
It's possible.
I feel as if that might be the only way to get to the Texans. You know, Ed Ingram did not have a particularly good game.
No, surprisingly, because again, coming into that game, if you were to ask me who's been the best offensive lineman for the Texans, yes, I would give praise to Arionte Harris as a rookie coming in holding down that spot. Of course, you got to give Titus Howard his love for being good in all three different spots that he's played this year. But I'd probably say Ed Ingram, especially because what they want to do is be a little bit of road graders and go forward. Ed Ingram did that really well, except not in this game.
Not in this game. And I hadn't really thought about this until you mentioned it before the show. You know, what you're talking about is, did they get exposed? Did they get exposed to unique pressures? And I think that is fair based on what the Chiefs did. As you mentioned, Spagnuolo is one of those next-level type of coordinators. But the other part of that is significant is you're going to be playing very good defenses, very good defensive coordinators, and we absolutely should start talking about, you know, the teams you're going to face in the postseason, because it looks like you're going to make the postseason and what they will see on film. I mean, it's, you know, that is something that every team still does significantly. Like, what did they do? How did they get there? Now, that's something that I think is absolutely concern might be a little bit much, but maybe one of those spots that they're going to try to pick at, you know, blitzing the Texans with unique blitz.
And the reason that at least in that place I might go, actually, maybe not, is when you look at the teams that blitz the most, at least coming into this point of the season, there's not a lot of teams that I'm super concerned about possibly seeing. The Vikings have the most, have the highest blitz rate in all the NFL, right? Brian Flores likes doing that. NFC, Falcons, NFC, Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. You just saw them, and you might have been one of the larger reasons that they might not make the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
The New York Jets.
You won't see them.
Miami Dolphins.
Again.
Pittsburgh Steelers is a little interesting. Mm-hmm. They do like blitzing, and obviously, as I mentioned, you talk about an individual who might be able to replicate that level of Chris Jonesian performance. T.J. Watt is one of those names that you think of. All right, put a pin in that one. Broncos? Okay, fair enough, but Bucks, Lions, Bears, Saints, Browns, Jags are the next closest at 13. My point is, you're definitely not seeing those through the remainder of the season. Through the remainder of the season, you don't have teams that are going to blitz you, at least not habitually in the way that they've gone about it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there's a couple of teams that are inclined towards that and have that within their repertoire that you might see in the playoffs. But we've seen teams, even this year, go from they don't blitz a lot to that team we're blitzing and finding success. And that's one of the things that I go, oh, is that going to be a thing where the particular types of blitzes that you might need to use against this offensive line have been demonstrated?
I think that's fair. I also think it's fair to say, what about the teams you might face again and what they're learning about what they did that worked and didn't work? See, I think that's the other side of this. You've played the Bills and you worked them. Still came down to the very end, but you worked them. And they're going to look at, if you face the Bills again, they're going to make those adjustments on how they try to pressure the quarterback. You face the Jaguars twice. You face them again at some point. They're going to look at how they can maybe tweak what they did. You've played the Broncos. They're going to look, if you face them again, they're going to look at how can we change it. So I think it comes down to, as I said, the unique blitz options, packages, whatever you want to call them, that they're going to bring are going to be like something you haven't seen before, maybe like something you saw from Steve Spagnuolo.
On the text line from the 713, they said it didn't just expose the offensive line, but CJ pre-snap have to hard count to slow down elites like Jones. We talked a little bit about that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all clown me about the statistics, and I think I get it. But within there, right, having that varied time before you snap makes the defense have to pause, have to think about what you're doing here, and maybe that can help slow things down. I would like to see them implement those things. And for that reason, the opportunity to maybe get yourself some more things that could, some more tools that could help CJ pre-snap, making sure to diagnose these things and pick them up. Because that's another thing. As much as the book might be out that way for defenses to know, I think there's also a book internally where if you self-scout appropriately, you should be able to see that and go, okay, now how do we batten up the hatches? How do we help secure that so that that doesn't happen again? And hopefully they're able to do that, especially against a number of teams, at least down the stretch and maybe in the playoffs, that aren't inclined to do that.
And I think a lot of teams are going to look at this Texan squad and say, all right, what can we pick at? I mean, I think it's pretty obvious. You know, you blitz up the middle. You make Jake Andrews block you. Texter said Jake Andrews, he said he's the worst, but, you know, he hadn't had a good season, that's for sure. He said he gets ragdolled. I think if you're an opposing team, you're like, that's the mark. That's the mark. That's where we play the games. Texans have had a few issues earlier in the year, a lot of issues earlier in the year in the stunts and the crosses and all that stuff and the games they play up front. I think if you blitz, you can blitz up the middle and make Jake Andrews make a play. So I think that it is. I'm not going to say exposed.
Yeah, and I wouldn't.
But I think there are things that they're going to try to do that they haven't done before.
Agreed. Yeah. And I wouldn't either. But it was one of those things where I go, oh, okay, this does not match up quite with what we felt like we were doing. And it's mostly that third quarter. The third quarter is where it got really egregious with the adjustments. Would you agree with the sentiment that's coming in right now on the text line that the Texans made the appropriate adjustments in the fourth quarter in order to kind of balance that thing back out?
I guess yes, but it was also the C.J. Stroud quarter. It was also him off script. And maybe that's part of the adjustment. Hey,
and then them really just deciding to run the ball
and then running
two,
the ball.
Yards.
And DeMeco talked about it on the coach's show yesterday. He said what he said last week. Like, we're not going to have a lot of success very often, but we're going to keep at it. And when they kept at it, they started to get some bigger. Actually, it was Casario. They're going to get some bigger chunks, bigger being 6 or 8 yards.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and that's why I think running the football is going to be necessary. Mm-hmm. But the particular way about that they go about using more personnel or bigger personnel, you reference a stat that, funny enough, you cannot find right now. but I will take your word for it, the idea that Blake Fisher, when he's coming in these jumbo packages, is actually producing it away by some metric that is not as good as if you just used a regular tight end.
Mm-hmm.
With the return of Cade Stover, do the Texans need to lessen or maybe even stop their usage of the jumbo package?
My answer is yes, but I don't see them doing it. They used him again a lot.
They did.
Against the Chiefs. I think they just believe he's a lineman, put him at tight end, he will help, and you can double team maybe some of these edges and ends and stuff a little better. But the numbers haven't – I mean, the numbers are there that you're better off just putting a tight end there, or you have been. Now, to be fair, there's – when you have a regular tight end there, it's probably more of a running down. So when you pass, you're probably going to have some play action anyway and face a little bit less pressure. But, Blake Fisher has not been the big plus that you thought he would be.
And to be fair, he was of great value when you started using it. I don't think that just
running.
Because it was useful early does not mean inherently that it continues to be of use to you. It's going to be something that at least I continue to keep my eye on, and I don't know if how it works versus the Cardinals ends up should be necessarily the way that you make your decision on utilizing it, but that is an interesting thing, and I will want to look at that more, what the Blake Fisher jumbo sets versus maybe having Cade Stover in as that tight to block. Now, there are instances where they'll do the jumbo set and then tack Cade Stover on right next to him, and it's just like, all right, well, now you have the big body and Cade Stover to do that, but in theory, at least, if you have Cade Stover, you have the threat of throwing the football. Although, they haven't really thrown the football to Cade Stover either.
They have not. They've tried, and he's dropped it. And that's why they stopped.
Fair.
And with this Cardinals defense, one of the things, and this is something that we're going to talk about here at 1 p.m. with Tyler Drake from Arizona Sports, who's going to be joining us. You know, Walter Nolan is starting to play a lot better.
Well, he's starting to play. He had had some injuries that he was dealing with.
But he's made some plays. I've seen some things from the Cardinals side that are saying, and he's an interior that can go outside, kind of move around, pressure, et cetera. So, that's going to be one of the things you have to watch.
Yeah, the O-line improvement, I think ultimately what the game versus Kansas City did for me is, you just can't take this for granted. Mm-hmm. And I hope that also Nick Haley took that, because at times it felt like, especially in the first half, we can open this thing up. And the way that I talked about it with a group of my friends was, all right, yes, you don't have a lemon anymore, But I don't think that means you can just open this thing up to 100 on the highway.
Oh, God, no.
And I don't know if that was the equivalent of opening it up to 100 on the highway, but it did feel like they were starting to feel like, oh, man, the offensive line is better, mm-hmm. and we could just – no, it's still going to need certain protecting. And so I think that is the thing that was exposed for me, not necessarily that the offensive line improvement was exposed of itself. Mm-hmm. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, and I didn't even come back to the idea of CJ pre-snap. I do want to see, like mm-hmm. – some of that operation, because operation was a watchword in this game. I do want to see that continue to improve, and so I'm interested in watching this game to see how much better or if it does become better as it goes. But all right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. It's Wednesday. Let's go ahead and give away a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shop. How's that sound, John Lopez?
That sounds fantastic.
It's a useful gift card, is it not?
You're darn right. That's a great place.
Fantastic. Get your meats, your rubs, if you need to get a
Everything, basically.
Yeah, basically anything if you want to grill.
Or you could get $50 off of a grill.
That's a great point. Although, if you do win this, you are entered for a chance to win the grill, so maybe you hold off on using it for specifically that. All you got to do, be caller number 9 right now to 713-572-4610. Again, caller number 9 to 713-572-4610. We'll get that $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shop. They will be entered for a chance to win the Traeger grill that'll be given away at the end of the year. And if you win that grill, you get a case of OG sauce to get yourself started off as well.
You sure do.
So do that. Call number 9, 713-572-4610. All right. As we continue on this Wednesday in the loop, let's do our lunchtime confessions next.
All right. So
to remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Well, this one's on me. I've been rolling my eyes, wringing my hands, being the old guy on the porch for a bit now when it comes to this 6-7 thing. I think we all have. We've all been kind of like, all right, you know, I don't get it.
Yeah, it's not for me to get
yeah.
it.
It's not. All right. Well, hold that thought.
Okay.
I saw this video this morning.
Oh, no.
I changed my mind. That's my. I think it's actually very cool that this happens. I think it makes you anything that makes you smile. It's kind of hard to say, oh, I don't want to see that anymore, or it's run its course. So they had, I want to say, 3,000 elementary school kids go to the Baylor game last night, women's game.
Yeah.
And they got to the point where, you know, the game was in hand, and one of the players, I forget her name, they'll say it here in the audio you're about to hear, I think, I got fouled on a three-pointer, and they had 64 points. And then this happened.
Here we go.
Things are increasingly getting louder.
Here we go.
Listen to that.
Talia Scott.
Talia Scott.
6-7.
This is insane. And if you could see the kids figure you saw, they're just like jumping up and down.
Yeah.
They're screaming at the tops of their lungs.
That kind
of
would have made me nervous if I was at the free throw line.
She was laughing.
That was a lot of pressure.
On her third free throw, she was laughing. The coach started doing that hand gesture thing. And I'm like, I've been kind of anti-6-7, if that is a thing. But I saw this. I'm like, you know what? These kids are having the times of their lives.
Of course.
There were writers there, and I saw some tweets in the comment section said, it's the loudest I've heard a women's game ever. Keep in mind, they've won national championships.
Yeah, that's Baylor. They in Baylor.
That's Baylor. Mm-hmm. They've won national championships, and writers who have been there said, that's the loudest I've ever heard that. You know what? I changed my mind. Just keep it going, especially like environments like this. That was just fun to watch.
I recently saw a video myself.
Yeah.
Of a teacher just walking into like not his class, just some other class, mm-hmm. opened the door, 6-7, and then just left. And the kids just lost their mind. And it's like, for at least myself, a figure, I'm trying to think of what it would be for you mm-hmm. in your generation. I'm not saying that to make fun of you or anything. I just don't know. If like some teacher just walked into our class and be like, these nuts, and left, we'd have lost our minds.
Yeah.
Every generation has one of these, just one of these nonsensical things that kids laugh at. It's not for me to understand it. It's just as long as they're having fun and they're not messing with anything.
Yeah.
Have at it.
Yeah. I wonder, Lopez, you say you're kind of down with this now. Are you still good with the word 6-7 being in the dictionary now?
No, because that's silly and it's wrong. You pushed it too far. Yeah.
But you took it too far.
If you could see the looks on those, and you did, Figgy, the looks on those kids' faces, literally just jumping up and down. They were so excited. Players, coaches, everybody, the announcer on the scoreboard, they put a big, you know, message, sorry teachers, and everybody. I mean, it was an incredible environment.
Yeah. Unfortunately, In-N-Out Burger was tired of this stuff. Did you see what they did? They, you know, when you go to In-N-Out Burger, I don't know how many people go to In-N-Out Burger around here, but when you go, they give you
one?
They
get, Katie.
Yeah, it's two of them.
There's two of them?
Yeah, it's one in Stafford, want to say, somewhere around there. Yeah. But if you go to In-N-Out Burger and you order inside, they give you the numbers, just like Whataburger.
Mm-hmm.
They took out 6-7.
Yeah, no 67.
Yeah, they's tired of it. So they just skipped that number.
I just, I watched that and I'm like, oh boy, I'm going to roll my eyes here. And I was like just smiling the whole time. It was fun. Yeah. It was fun.
All right. Goodness gracious. Why is my brain? Oh, so yesterday while I was watching Frontline being a dork, and I'm not just yesterday, honestly, all week, I've been trying to like do an analysis because people have asked and we've thought about it of how the Texans defense compares to other great defenses.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got to admit, I can't do it. Like I've been trying to like
work the numbers.
Dude, well, just first and foremost is that we already don't have great defensive numbers that we feel are like that tell us enough of the story. And then you compare that to try and compare that across eras.
Yeah.
It's damn near impossible.
That's the key thing, isn't it? The eras.
Dude, it's so hard.
Yeah.
So there's that. And I think the secondary part of this that actually makes me not like able to do it really. There's enough numbers that that make me go, actually the Texans aren't the best defense even right now, that I'm just like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, but hold that thought. I think when we look at the, you know, the 2000 Ravens, or was it 2001, whatever it was, Ravens defense or some of those, I don't care about the numbers.
Right.
I know what I saw.
Right.
Yeah, you know, so let's judge the Texans that way. I know what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
This is a great defense.
And I'm sure everybody that played the Houston Texans will be like, like, forget all them numbers and PFF stats.
You just had to be there.
You
just had to feel it.
I played against them. That's going to be something they probably tell their grandchildren.
Yeah. So I think
that 2025 defense,
If things go great for this team the rest of the way, I think we're still going to be sitting here going, because we know how it'll happen, that's one of the greatest defenses ever. Screw the numbers.
And you know what's fun about that? I think that's more fun. As much as I am the dude on the show who's like, oh, Reggie mm-hmm. going to get some numbers. Mm-hmm. I actually do really appreciate the space for, now this is just when we're going to have to talk out.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like defense in particular across eras is one of those things that you just kind of have to talk out. So I know some people are like, hey, Reggie, can you do this? The answer is apparently no.
Yeah.
But I am excited to have the conversations in a decade and be like, nah, this defense don't compare to the Texas 2025. Nah, you don't understand. Them boys is tough.
I like those type of conversations, though, because even now when people try to bring up, like talking about the NBA, people try to bring up the Bulls
mm-hmm.
and like, oh, they wasn't really scoring that much and all that. It's like, nah, man, you gotta
see it.
You had to be there to watch. Like, don't just look at, oh, they only scored 95 points a game and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And,
no.
Like, nah, man, that was a damn good team, man. That was a damn good team.
Now, there are certain circumstances where you're like, you can tell me the numbers all you want. I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I got to confess, I've been kind of irritated all day today.
Oh, really?
So, I'm going to bring up a little work situation that's been going on, honestly, for a few months, probably a longer than that, to be honest.
Uh-oh.
So, I feel like I'm the only one around here that put paper in the printer.
Oh, no.
Every time I ready to print something, you know, I usually print a little cut sheet for you guys.
Right.
And every time I go to print something and say out of paper, I'm the one that's putting the paper in the printer.
And this is every day.
Oh, man. Yeah, it felt like it's every day. I did it twice this week.
Man.
So I went over there again, and mind you, I'm trying to hurry up and get to the show.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let me print this out. I'm like, damn, no paper.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no paper over there. So I took some paper out of a printer, another printer, to, you know, put the, so I could get my stuff.
Yeah.
But I had to rush over here so I could do the show.
Yeah.
It was like during the break.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went back over there. I guess whatever somebody printed, it printed the rest of it.
Oh.
And so I'm like, damn, I'm out of paper again. So I'm like, let me put this paper back in there. And then I had to run back over here to do the show. And I'm like, I get it during the break. Went back over there. Somebody printed something else.
Oh, they're taking advantage.
Yeah, so I'm like, why is y'all not putting the paper in the damn printer? So I had to go around the corner, get a pack of paper to put it in there. I still ain't get a chance to go back over.
So you're
there,
all over the floor doing all the printer work. And to explain the way that our office is situated, people aren't here all the time. Like there's some remote, you know, split here. And yet and still, people are using up all this paper. And I just imagine, what are they using all this paper for?
That's
a great question.
And then the thing is, whenever you run out of paper, I'm sure somebody had to go over there to get their stuff.
They know it's out.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just like, man, like now when I put the paper in there, now the rest of their 50 pages are printing.
Yeah.
I'm just like, man, you ain't realize it was out of paper?
Of course they did. They absolutely realized.
Yeah, I feel like I'm the only person putting paper in this printer, man.
That's one of those office things that I know a lot of our listeners can relate to. Like they expect me to do this, and then, you know, not that it's not your job, but you shouldn't have to do it all the time.
I don't mind doing it. It is what it is with it. But just today, man, I'm like, I'm just trying to pick one piece of paper.
One.
Yes. To the point I put like maybe 5 sheets of paper in there just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Went back over there. I'm like, dang, my stuff still didn't print. So I'm like, man, I keep going back and forth. I'm kind of getting a little irritated.
T-Mill would like to clear his own name. He said while he has not added printer paper, he also hasn't printed anything in 2 years. So he wants to absolve
I think I might head towards that way where I'm just saying, screw it. I know y'all use the paper and stuff like that, but for my personal use, I'm going to just say screw it, man. I'm tired of going through it.
Who printed the 50 pages, because that's your culprit right there.
I mean, it had to be a salesperson.
Yeah, we need to do some forensic investigations to find out who's using up all
the things. And then the thing is, when they print it, it's just like they leave it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I'm coming over there to grab it real quick and realize it's no paper, so let me put some paper in there.
Mm-hmm.
They just leave it.
The old Jack LaLanne, set it and forget it.
Yeah, so now when I put more paper in there, now the rest of their stuff is printing.
Oh, somebody says, Trayer says you can delete other people's print jobs before you put the paper in.
Ooh. See, now Fig,
is that my responsibility?
Now Fig has to do like engineering.
Yeah, so now I got to go in here, go hit properties and all this stuff on the computer. Yeah. Now I got to do that?
Yeah.
So I'm like, man, I'm sick of that. I'm just trying to print one thing.
I'm generally against snitching because, you know, life.
Snitching.
I kind of want to find out and snitch on this person.
I do.
I kind of do. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. It don't even matter at this point. But, man, I still didn't get my paper that I printed.
Oh, really?
Still to this day.
Still?
Yeah, I'm going to go over there. If it's not over there, then I'm just chalk it as a loss.
Oh, no. All right, well. Yeah, we got to get the paper bandit of Odyssey Houston. We got to bring them to justice. There you go. That's a little lunchtime confession.
Or at least add that to my checklist of things I do around here.
Figgy's gonna go in. I need a raise. Why? Because I'm always putting the paper in the damn printer.
Also, I do this. I refill the printer every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think it should work. It would work on Judge John Lopez. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I say that for a good reason. It's Wednesday. Let's do a little Judge John Lopez. Let's have John decide whether or not we are on the right side of these different topics in sports. We'll do it next.
All right. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. The court of the honorable me is now in session. It is Judge John Lopez, as we do every Thursday here on Sports Radio 610 in the Loop.
Wednesday.
Did I say Thursday?
Man, yeah. Look, it would be fun if it was Thursday.
I wish it was Thursday.
Cool. I thought I said Wednesday. That's how it starts. We have a couple cases
Wait,
for
how
you.
What starts? What is it in this instance?
The big demise.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, well, let's give him some more soup.
Grandpa, did you eat your applesauce?
Next you're going to call me Producer Jonesy in a minute.
I literally thought I said Wednesday. The word Thursday came out of my
mouth? It sure did.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Oh, Ryan McCracken just walked past, according to John Lopez.
All right, so two cases in front of you.
My name is Reggie, John. I'm Reggie.
That's not That's Landry, Reggie. Man.
Okay,
I just you're want black. You.
I just need you to clip that for me. That's it. I just need that. That's all.
That's what old people do, don't they? They just like.
Is that you? Tell me.
Yeah. You're gonna start calling that man colored.
Oh no! All right. Okay.
Moving on. The first case here. This is not a very honorable court, by the way. The first case here, very simple one. The Kansas City Chiefs, by the way, they're 6-7.
They are 6-7.
Yeah.
I think the
that's how we tie the whole show together right there.
Is that's been, you know what? On this Wednesday show, the thread that's held the show together is indeed 6-7. Yes. That's how that works.
We're a little late to the party. But anyway, the Kansas City Chiefs, they're done. And that is the extent of this case. We're not, you know, no qualifiers, no what about the futures, although that's going to come into this, to the discussion, I'm sure. Figgy, are the Kansas City Chiefs done?
I know you said no qualifiers.
No, you can put in your argument. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, Your Honor, I'm going to say they are not done as the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Now, this year they probably are done, but I don't think that's the end of a dynasty, Your Honor. I think like I said, this year they probably might not make the playoffs. If they do, they probably won't be a huge factor. But we got to remember, we said this about the Patriots over the years. Hell, we said some people said it in the city when it comes to the Astros over the years. But I think the difference between those two teams is Patrick Mahomes is 30 years old. Mm-hmm. He's still a great quarterback, and yes, they probably need to retool a lot of players on that squad. And I think the Chiefs took advantage of Patrick Mahomes, how great he is, because they got to the Super Bowl last year, and they pretty much got a similar roster. Mm-hmm. So if they don't make it this year, I think next year they probably gonna retool this squad and try to get back there. I don't think they're gonna blow up the whole team. I don't think Patrick Mahomes is falling off. He's not 40 something years old, mm-hmm. where they probably need to start looking at the future. I think this year was just a bad year for them, an unlucky year. So I think next year, if they go into the season or into the off season, getting the right type of players, some good playmakers, maybe moving on from certain other players and improving in other positions, I think they are not done. When it comes
to
being
strong arguments there, Reggie, but I'm sure you're going to have some strong counter arguments.
I appreciate that, Your Honor. I think that you can talk about the idea of, you know, them just going and retooling, getting more talent. We've talked about that for a while. That's what Xavier Worthy is supposed to represent. He's not really been as good as the thought was that he would be. Rashee Rice shows a little bit of promise, but he hasn't been that otherworldly level. And especially when we talk about, like, well, first and foremost, let's just start with Patrick Mahomes. It's very clear he's not surrounded with the talent that he once was. And I guess one thing that you typically would do is say, well, he's that level of quarterback where he needs to raise it. I think that you're seeing the difficulty with putting that amount of pressure on a singular player continually. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Travis Kelce was one of five in this game, and this kind of reflects a demise that we've seen coming a little bit over the last couple of years. That's a particular relationship that he's had, mm-hmm. that Patrick Mahomes has had, when he's been able to make it work with the likes of the Marquez Valdez Scantlings and all, you know, the earlier iterations of Juju Smith-Schuster, whatever. It's like, well, at least he has that one thing. Mm-hmm. That thing isn't there. The running back situation is problematic. The offensive line is problematic. And the thing that I think always gets lost when we talk about the Chiefs and their particular, you know, dynasty or era or whatever you want to call it, the defense has mattered a great deal. The defense is also waning. You could talk about the advanced analytics of this, where we've been looking at it this year and going, well, they look about the same team as they were last year. Yeah. They're just not as lucky. Yeah, that's kind of the point. Last year, they were very lucky, mm-hmm. right? A sustained success for 7-8 years in the league isn't typical. It's incredibly atypical. It's one of the reasons why we celebrate it. And even in the last few years of this, you're looking at it and you're going, damn, they got really lucky to get here. I think that it's all of those things, if you take them into account, the idea of Brett Veach just going and adding more talent, that's easier said than done in this league. We see it all the damn time in many different places. I think it's more likely that they're done than they're not. Also, and this is the crazy part, right? Because these are the things that mm-hmm. you can have for a long time. It might be fair to ask if Andy Reid's like game plan is getting stale. Mm. He's not a spring chicken anymore.
Yeah.
So I do wonder if they would need to try and bring in some new blood. And bringing in new blood doesn't inherently always work. I think that there's a lot of things working against them to where we might be seeing the door close. And I'd be willing to make the gamble right here in your court that it is.
Dang, this is a hard one. Y'all should have both been on debate team in high school.
What, so we could get bullied?
Yeah. those were really strong arguments on both sides. Figgy talking about Tom Brady and the Astros, you know, points.
Yeah, that was good.
You talking about Andy Reid at the very end there, and also, you know, just the difficulty of just trying to win in the NFL consistently at that level, points. I guess I got to make a decision. We can't have a hung jury here because those are both really strong arguments. I think ultimately I'm going to side with Figgy on this because as much as the coach is going to matter, as much as it's so difficult, as much as everything, you stated a real strong argument there, Reggie, it does come back to they do have the guy, you know, and he's 30. You know, he's 30 years old. Yeah,
it feels like he's been here forever.
It does. Yeah. He's 30 years old, and I never really fall into line with, well, he can play till he's 40, because those are the outliers. It's very rare to find a quarterback that plays into his 40s that's not a backup or Tom Brady, you know, or Philip Rivers, which we're going to get to here in a minute. So I think by the narrowest of margins, I'm going to give Figgy this one. All right. So let's get to our second case today, and that is having to do with Philip Rivers. Philip Rivers, if you haven't heard, and by the way, Shane Steichen spoke today and gave every indication that there's a strong likelihood, as we talked about, I think it was on my confession yesterday, every indication that Philip Rivers is in fact going to start on Sunday.
Did he say it officially? I thought he said he could, even if Riley Leonard wasn't hurt. Or
no, he said available? If he has a good week of practice.
Oh, okay.
Which
sounds like,
yeah. Yeah. He didn't say it, but he kind of said it. Because he's not going to say, boy, that practice sucked, so I guess he's not going to start. You know, that doesn't happen. You know, a guy like Philip Rivers, especially bringing him in.
That would be funny if he actually did get up there. Actually, doesn't look that good.
Yeah, so scratch that. Come on, Riley. All right, but here's the question in our court today. Ben Roethlisberger leads Philip Rivers in total career passing yards by 648 yards. Philip Rivers passes Ben Roethlisberger on the all-time passing list. And by the way, fun fact here, from J.J. Watt. And I think this is kind of telling, too, in terms of him starting or not starting. Philip Rivers, according to J.J. Watt, ran the same offense as the Colts for his son Gunner's high school team, which if you don't know, he coached. He and Shane Steichen spoke weekly about it, discussing plays and even film, so familiarity with the scheme should be no problem whatsoever. So Philip Rivers will pass Ben Roethlisberger on the all-time passing list this year.
Your Honor, I'm going to say yes, he will, because I think it's safe to say Philip Rivers is kind of more of that old school gunslinger type of quarterback where he going to get his yards. Now, he might throw some interceptions within them yards, but I think he will probably pass Ben Roethlisberger as the leader. I'm not sure where at on the board.
I think he's five.
He is currently seven. I believe he would get to six where Ben Roethlisberger is.
Yeah, so I think so, man. Just the way he can still, it looked like in practice, he can still throw the ball down the field.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they got four games left. Four games left in the season. I could see him throwing for maybe 200 yards in at least two games. And maybe 100 some yards in the other games. I think it's very possible he can pass Big Ben.
648 yards is the number that you need. Four games and the math that you had there. And this is first and foremost assuming one that he starts this week, but then he starts the remainder of the weeks where Riley Leonard has been in the system. Do they feel comfortable with him once he's, you know, once he's mm-hmm. not dealing with that injury is a thing that's there, right? That's a possibility. I will read to you the four teams that the Colts are playing. At Seattle, got 200 yards there?
Yeah.
Versus the San Francisco 49ers.
Good.
200 yards there yeah. against that defense? Mm-hmm. Versus the Jacksonville Jaguars, who defense has actually been pretty
playing
solid
better.
This year.
Playing better.
Are you familiar with a team called the Houston Texans?
Yes, we are.
They will be here at NRG Stadium. Mm-hmm. I think that what you said is all valid there, Fig, that, you know, he can get the yards. Apparently his arm is a lot better than we give it credit for. Drake May apparently told, mm-hmm. was it Kevin Clark, during his draft circumstance, mm-hmm. so last year before when he was leading up to draft, that he was working with Phillip Rivers online, and they would do some like passing games, and that Phillip would beat him at some times. So that's what, a 42-year-old yeah. Phillip Rivers beating a fresh out of college Drake May throwing the football? That's crazy to think of. I think what's crazier is to think of you're getting 700 yards in four games versus those teams with the Phillip Rivers jumping in. And although he has a little bit of a rapport with some of the people, he doesn't have a rapport with all of them. Mm-hmm. There's going to be some fits and starts here. I think that it's maybe a little too much for him to get there.
So he needs to average 162 yards to tie, to get to 648 yards in four games. Ultimately, at 44 years old, he has to finish four games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, you got Phillip Rivers stretchered off in one of these?
I don't know about stretchered off, but, hurting.
Yeah, and not to mention Joe Flacco, he came off the couch too.
He did.
And was throwing a lot of yards.
He absolutely did. I can't get over 5 years. I can't get over 5 years since he played an NFL game. That's way too long. I mean, J.J. Watt hadn't even been out 5 years, has he?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Nah, because yeah. he would have been eligible for Hall of Fame.
And can you imagine J.J. Watt coming back? I mean, yes, we can talk about it and have fun with it, but 5 years? I'm afraid I'm going to have to side with Reggie on this one. Getting 162-plus in four games, finishing those four games, and being the Phillip Rivers that we saw before is just a big ass.
I love our texter so much. From the 832, Leonard has been in the system. Phillip Rivers is the system. And then the 929, Phillip Rivers screaming at high schoolers for missing blocking assignments on complex pro draw plays is hilarious.
Dadgummit.
It is yeah. hilarious. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How about him talking to Shane Steichen for a couple weeks about the system?
Yes. Not a couple. He said all year long.
And breaking down the film.
Yeah. So,
what a sicko.
So was he trying to, I mean, did they have this in the back of their mind?
It
like,
had to be
no, I think he's just
somewhere.
The sicko that's like, if I'm going to coach my son's team, We're gonna do an NFL offense, mm-hmm. right? Although to be fair, right? Damn it! If you have those connections to the NFL, why not utilize them, right? Yeah, why yeah. not utilize? Yeah. You know what? I have a question about this offense and the way it should work. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna call one of my homies that yeah. coaches in the NFL.
I got his number right.
Why not?
Here.
Yeah. But it kind of makes sense why they decided to go with a 44-year-old quarterback mm-hmm. over somebody else that's probably a free agent.
Right. Yeah. If he knows the system, that definitely makes it easier.
Yeah.
Okay.
44, though, man. 44. Somebody that didn't play since 2020.
Yeah.
We'll get a chance to see it. But what a first game, right? Mm-hmm. We talk about, starting rookies on there. Oh, who is he going to debut against? Mm-hmm. This isn't quite that because, obviously, he is a bona fide NFL player. A Hall of Very Good at the very worst.
Yeah.
But starting against the Seattle Seahawks is so.
Is that in Seattle, too?
Yes.
Ooh, man.
That's so rough.
Hey, Figgy's starting to come to your side too.
Yeah, no, honestly, I was on that side already. I was just trying to get a good argument yeah. in.
Which it was, I thought you made a good argument.
Yeah, no, I'm still kind of puzzled why they decided to go with him over anybody else.
They are down bad. That's yeah, why they are down bad. All right, that's a little Judge Don Lopez here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's do a little bit of our behind enemy lines. Let's figure out a little bit about what's happening there in Phoenix with the Cardinals by talking to Tyler Drake of Arizona Sports. We'll do that next.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.